In 4 minutes, the Bible Crossfire program begins on this radio channel. This is Patrick Donahue, your host for the program. Each Sunday night at this time, we take your phone calls and deal with Bible issues such as gay marriage, Calvinism, divorce, abortion, baptism, women preachers, and the like. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So on this program, we plan to emphasize what the Bible actually says on various topics, as opposed to the false doctrines of men. As you know, there are many different types of churches, and they all teach different things. But 2 + 2 can't equal 4 and 5 at the same time. It's the same way in religion. When two preachers teach different doctrines, they both can't be right. Many say all we have to do is believe in Jesus, that it doesn't really matter what else we believe and what we practice in religion. Nothing could be further from the truth. Matthew 15:9 warns that if we teach the commandments of men instead of the commandments of God, our worship will be in vain, that is, useless or worthless. We can't go to heaven that way. According to 2 John 9, we must abide in the teaching of Christ to have God. And we certainly can't be saved without God. That's why it's so important that we conduct ourselves like the Bereans in Acts 17:11. Whenever we hear Bible teaching, we should search the Scriptures to see if what is being taught is really so. That's the purpose of this program, to search the Scriptures for God's truth and encourage you to do the same. The Bible teaches in Matthew 15:14 that if the false teacher leads the blind follower astray, both will be lost. Teaching God's Word is a grave responsibility. See, we want to make sure we get it exactly right. Hearing and obeying God's Word is a grave responsibility. So you want to make sure you get it exactly right. We must be careful in our service to Christ because Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." That's why it's imperative that we let the Bible be our guide in everything we do in religion. As James 2:10 instructs us regarding God's law, if we offend in one point, we are guilty of all. 1 Peter 3:15 reads, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." When you call into this program with your Bible question, our intention is to actually give you the Bible answer for that question, not just what we may think, or what seems right to us, or the way we would want it to be. We believe the Bible can be understood, and we believe it gives us clear answers to the issues that believers disagree on. We want to encourage you to be a disciple of Christ, nothing more or nothing less than simply a Christian. Revelation 22:18-19 teaches in principle that we should never add to or take away from God's Word. But that's exactly what many of the clergy are doing when they teach the doctrines of their church instead of the doctrines of God. Perhaps you would like to study the Bible with us via email or the regular mail. If so, send me a message at BibleCrossfire@email.com. That's BibleCrossfire@email.com with your request. And now, here's the program.